So finally, I'm going to go over what I consider to be the top 10 biggest mistakes that I see guys make, generally speaking, when they're dating women or trying to date women. Some of these scenarios will be if you're at a bar, some will be if you are at a cafe, some are just in your head in general. So keep in mind where the location is, what the scenario is, and never do these mistakes. Never make these mistakes yourself. I'm telling you now so you can not do them. So they're very, very, very important. Whenever I used to teach a whole lot, before I started my company now, I used to go into field work whenever I was still studying, and I would do what's called field work. Field work is whenever I take guys out and I watch them in field, watch them in a bar or in a cafe or talk to a girl during the daytime walking down the street, and I would assess everything that they're doing wrong. Well, I got so good at that I could walk into a room full of new students, look around the room, and go, all right, I can tell you right now the three biggest problems that you guys are going to have. I'll tell you now, and I can tell you specifically which one of you are going to make these mistakes. And it got to be such a common theme and such an obvious indicator for me that I was able to point out who would make which mistakes. So, and these are show-stopping mistakes. These are mistakes that when you make these mistakes, you project the wrong thing and you screw up the entire interaction. Especially when you're at a bar, you will make a lot of these mistakes. So let's start with number one. Number one is pecking. Pecking is whenever you lean forward to talk to somebody, lean at your hips, and then lean back whenever you're done. And then lean forward to listen, and then lean back whenever you're done. So you look like a little chicken pecking back and forth. I'm not sure who coined this term the first time, but it is a very phenomenally common mistake that I see a whole lot of guys make. Especially taller guys make this mistake, and you don't even realize you're doing it. Now you're going to backwards rationalize and tell me, well, Josh, well, I can't hear, so I have to lean forward and listen. I don't care if you can't hear. In the beginning of an interaction, it doesn't matter if you hear. You're just rationalizing that so you can lean in and you can actually get the content because you think that your attraction lies on what comes out of your mouth. But it doesn't rely on what comes out of your mouth. It relies mostly on your body language, especially in the beginning of an interaction, especially at a bar, especially at a loud place like a club. And guess what? Whenever you lean forward and you're trying really hard to hear what they have to say, or you do all of the work to get your mouth as close to their ear as possible before you start talking to them, you're projecting that you will do whatever it takes to make sure that they sit there and listen to you because you're not worth talking to. And you think that what you have to say is so unvaluable, not valuable whatsoever, that you're willing to do all the work for them. Pecking is a massive mistake. Don't do it. If you can't hear someone in a bar, lean perpendicular to them. So lean at a 90-degree angle away from them, not away from them completely, but to side to side. So if they're facing you directly, lean to the left or lean to the right and point to your ear. Now make them lean forward and talk into your ear. Again, leading the body and the mind will follow. In this case means that they will begin to peck on you. When they start to peck at you and start to talk into your ear, not only does it affect everyone who's watching you, so every girl who sees you do that or sees her do that will think that you're very attractive and that you're doing something right and that you're confident, but also it makes the girl who's actually doing the action feel like she's more attracted to you. Do not peck, number one. Number two, being needy at all during the beginning of an interaction. During the stage of attraction, you cannot be needy. You can walk into an interaction, and if she walks away, tough shit. Not a big deal. You can't invest anything until you get into rapport. In the beginning of an interaction, just consider it all fun. Consider it that you have nothing to lose because you didn't know her 5 minutes ago, and now you don't know her still. So you didn't lose anything. You only lose whenever you begin to build rapport, and then if you screw something up. Do not be outcome dependent. Be outcome independent. Try to be free of what you think is going to happen. Free of what you want to happen, rather. And if you're free of what you want to have happen in the ultimate end, and you just focus on the moment and being a boy and being attractive and going through these different stages and making sure you've done the things that you need to do, then you will succeed. You will not project neediness. Number three, giving too much positive body language too fast or giving positive body language for no reason. Do not do this. If you give positive body language, that means you face her directly with your shoulders square to her. Too many guys walk up to girls they don't know and give them positive body language. What this projects is, hey, I like you, and I'm willing to go for it, but I'm also not going to make you chase me whatsoever. Here I am, take it or leave it. And of course, she's going to leave it, because if she takes it, that's a massive commitment. So instead, you need to change your body language up. Lean left, lean to either over your shoulder a little bit to the left, a little bit over your shoulder to the right, or if you face her directly, lean back on your feet a little bit. Don't lean forward or back with your hips at all. If you're going to lean back on your feet, there are descriptions of this and videos and pictures of this also in the members area. If you lean back on your feet, you get a little distance between you, yourself, and her. Whenever you do that, you show her that you may leave if things don't go right. If she constantly thinks that you may leave if things don't go well, then she'll keep trying to give you more positive body language. But you don't want to give her too much positive body language. Don't be afraid also to turn your back on her every once in a while. If you're playing and being fun, which you should be doing during the attraction phase of the interaction, which is when you do this in the first place, you should be willing to say a quick joke where she's laughing and then turn around and physically maybe take a couple steps away, then turn back around again smiling and come back. This will increase attraction through body language very quickly. So make sure you do that. Also, don't give positive body language whenever she does something that you don't like. Give her negative body language when she does something that you don't like. Anytime she doesn't, even if she's role-playing, anytime she says, well, if you say to her, for example, there's a banter, say that you wanted to banter with her, and one of the things you could say is, oh, look, come here, I'm adopting you, you're my new little sister, which is a super common thing that guys say who have been studying this. So I don't necessarily use that one particularly, but it's for an example. If she says, I don't want to be your little sister, then you go, whoa, and turn your back a little bit and give her some more negative body language then. And then go, hey, look, you know, I start out as my sister, and then you can maybe upgrade a little bit later on to something like, oh, like a distant friend, you know, or a distant relative. So kind of role play with her, but don't give her positive body language at the same time if she gives you a negative, even a playfully negative response. Number four, don't be too cool for school. Don't be so cool that you can't talk to women. If you're too cool to talk to women, you're too cool to make out with them. You're too cool to sleep with them. You're too cool to be with them. You're not that cool, I promise. Don't act like you are. When you go to a bar and you stand up at the bar and you expect to be, basically you expect to act like James Bond and have the success like him, you're screwing everything up. It's not working. Everyone sees you, especially women are very hyper-intuitive. They know that you are in a fantasy world. When you're in a fantasy world, that means that they can't be in a fantasy world, and that's not attractive. Don't be too cool for school. Get down, be fun, and be open, and be yourself during this process. I know be yourself is the worst advice you'll ever get in your entire life, but since I'm going to tell you how to do that, I think that I can back that up. So make sure above everything that you are not too egotistical to stop and be playful and fun during the attraction phase. Otherwise, you will never get anywhere, I promise. It doesn't work. Trust me, if it worked, I would teach you it. It does not work. Number five is not touching enough or not touching properly. Trying to touch too quickly ends the attraction. Not touching at all never begins the attraction, forces you into the friend zone. Make sure that you follow this system until you understand the touch system so well that you don't need to follow it anymore. Number six, asking for permission. Asking for a phone number instead of saying that you want her phone number. Asking if she was interested in coming over here to sit down instead of saying, let's go sit down. Whenever you ask for permission for everything, it shows that you're not willing to take risks or chances. You're not willing to put yourself out there. You're expecting her to do it all and make the decision. Because if you decide to go sit down and someone messes with you, all of a sudden that's your responsibility. But you have to take on that responsibility as a man. Don't make her do it. That's not right. So stop asking for permission. Again, though, if you get something where she does not want to continue, if she wants to stop and she tells you she wants to stop, especially with her body language, then stop. But don't ask for permission. You've probably heard the response before that it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. Of course, 100% it is. But, you know, make sure you respect the rights of the people around you, especially the women that you're dating. Number seven is failing compliance tests. So many guys fail compliance tests. They also fail congruence tests. These are massive. If you cannot pass these tests, then you can't let women filter you. And you can't pass the filtering test, then you don't get past the filter. That's just how it is. Women have a filtering system for men because it works. If you don't pass the compliance or the congruence test, you don't deserve to be with her. That's how it is. That's just the truth. So That means that you have to learn how to pass these compliance and congruence tests. If you fail them, then no one's got any sympathy for you. All the information on how to pass them is in the Tao of Badass. So if you haven't gotten that information and done it and used it, that's your own fault. You got that information now, so make sure you do it. Number 8 is buying attention or time. Never buy someone's attention or time with gifts, even with compliments. Drinks, you know, guys who buy girls drinks at bars are usually not the guys who go home to those girls. And if they are, it's because they got them so drunk they didn't care anymore. That's not power. That is a loophole, and it does not work. In fact, it gets you in so many problems and so many troubles that it's not worth it, period. A lot of guys do that, and it's just weak. Don't do that, because you're going to be able to have this and create it whenever you want to. Don't buy attention or time. Don't sit around doing whatever they want. Don't, if they want a drink, don't go buy them a drink immediately. If you've already built the rapport with them, if you already have a connection, if you've already passed the qualifying stage, and if you don't know what that is, go back to the system and read that again. If you've already passed the qualifying stage, feel free to buy them whatever you want. I don't care. Buy them a drink. Hell, buy them a car. I don't really care about that, because now they're worth something. Now they are something different to you. The game is officially starting now. The first part, the attraction part, is just a warm-up. It's just practice. So keep that in mind. Don't buy attention or time. Number 9, do not hesitate. You will hesitate naturally. Stop yourself from doing it. The way you stop yourself from doing it is you don't give yourself the time to do it. If you are going to physically think about it, then you have to stop thinking. Just do it. So especially whenever you're approaching, another thing you can do that's fairly simple is you find a couple of motivating factors that force you to do these things, to act. So what's the one or two things that you know you can say to yourself that will motivate you to do anything? For me in the beginning, it was man up was one motivating factor, like be a man. And the other one was stop being such a pussy. Anytime I heard those two things, I would act. If I heard myself say those two things. If someone else said them, then I wouldn't really care as much. But if I told them to myself, if I used both of those at the same time, I would be sure to act on anything. And number 10, creating an imaginary relationship. Do not create an imaginary relationship with someone that you just met. Just because you made out with her in a bar, just because you hooked up with her randomly, just because she returned your phone call or texted you, stop thinking about her 24/7 and calling her your girlfriend in your head. Guys create imaginary relationships constantly with women. And the reason why they do it is because they want it so bad, they want this relationship so bad, they can't stop thinking about them. Now, your mind doesn't know the difference between whenever you are putting a thought of someone in your actual memory folder or if it's going into the thought folder. So if you imagine something happening, imagine spending time with somebody, your brain just puts that into the actual memory folder. So now you start to really feel like you have an emotion or some sort of emotional association with this. You feel like you really have a past, a history. And because you really feel that way, whenever you find out that she doesn't feel that way, you're typically very hurt. And now you want to try to save the relationship that doesn't even happen yet. Because it's too early in the relationship and too early in the stages, you're going to screw it up if you keep trying to think about her over and over and over again in the beginning. What you want to do is you want to match her investment. Is she thinking about you all the time? You want to think about her about that many times too, about that much. Assume in the beginning that she has lots of options though. If you have abundance mentality where you know you have lots of options with women, especially if you're polyamorous, then you do not create imaginary relationships because you have too many other women to think about. If you have scarcity mentality, you end up scaring away all the women that could be with you because you try to move too quickly into a relationship instead of allowing them to feel more comfortable and naturally going through the stages with you. Do not create an imaginary relationship. You're not dating her until you have that conversation that you are dating her. And if you never have that conversation that you are dating her, then you need to have a conversation that you're not dating. Both of those are very, very crucial. But don't create an imaginary one in the meantime, because as you keep thinking about her and you keep building this imaginary relationship in your head, then she's going to feel more and more distant away, and further and further away from you. Now, how do you stop from thinking about her? Well, there's no real easy way to do this. All you can do is think of something else. If it's emotional, think of something logical. If it's logical, think of something emotional. Whatever it is, preoccupy yourself with something else so you do not think about this girl. If you keep thinking about her over and over again, You're going to screw it up every single time. I promise you. Do not keep thinking about her until you're in either a monogamous relationship or you built so much rapport that you know she's thinking about you all the time.